USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Yet another staffer in the White House has tested positive for COVID-19. First, a personal valet for President Trump tested positive for the virus. On Friday, it was revealed that Vice President Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, also tested positive. The president told reporters,
"She's a wonderful young woman."
And he said he's not worried.
"She hasn't come into contact with me."
Both the president and vice president have tested negative for the virus. They say they're getting tested daily. It's been reported that Miller may have exposed FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn to the illness. He's said to be quarantining for 14 days, even though he tested negative. Also testing positive, the personal assistant to Ivanka Trump, who's been working from home and has not been in contact with the president's daughter. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Mother's Day weekend got off to a startling snowy start in areas of the Northeast. Manhattan, Boston, and some other coastal areas only got a few flakes, but National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says some places got a lot more.
We've seen some reports as high as 8 to 9 inches in southern Vermont, but it's been a more common amount of 2 to 4 inches, and again, that's mainly from eastern New York into Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
Many teachers are interacting online with their kids on a program called Zoom. But Zoom classes and family get-togethers have been hacked. So now, Zoom Video Communications is buying the security firm Keybase in an effort to shore up their security for its video meetings. The company will help Zoom implement end-to-end encryption, which means that Zoom will have no access to the content of any classes or meetings held on the video service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The IRS says Wednesday is the last day for Americans to provide their direct deposit information to receive their stimulus checks directly to their bank accounts. In a joint announcement on Friday with the Treasury Department, the IRS said Wednesday is the last day for Americans to provide their direct deposit information to receive their stimulus checks directly to their bank accounts. In a joint announcement Friday with the Treasury Department, the IRS urged people to use the Get My Payment website to get their stimulus checks delivered faster than they would if they were waiting for a paper check. The stimulus payments, part of the more than $2 trillion coronavirus relief package enacted in March, amounts to about $1,200 per adult whose income is less than $75,000 per year. There is also a $500 payment per child. So far, approximately 130 million adults have received more than $200 billion worth of payments. The IRS said it will prepare millions of files to send to the Bureau of Financial Services after Wednesday for paper checks that should begin to arrive in late May or early June. Late last month, the IRS upgraded the Get My Payment tool to help more taxpayers with access to adding direct deposit information after many had troubles using the tool in its initial rollout. Remember, you can listen to current newscasts or stuff from days ago at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.